We brought Clark Brake and 10th with us at the first day.
Okay, guys, just made an alliance meeting room. Do you want to make your way up there? Someone could shout an alliance to get one up there as well.
Cheers.
Lovely.
No, I just went red just so they know who's talking. Well, you can chat in the alliance, tell people to come here.
They should already be on TS. If not, they fail.
They do indeed. I agree, Jackie.
How charming.
It's very charming.
We have jumped up. Oh, Jinx.
Prison Vapor failed.
Z stop. Lobby full of people still down there.
Probably all AFK. Oh, there's 90 people awake in Alliance. Good news.
There's about 80 units now below.
89. Police is not online. Why am I not surprised?
I think he went to watch something. Or make a ham sandwich.
Probably a sandwich at this time of night, knowing him. I thought the meeting was in an hour.
You thought wrong.
That was an hour ago. Yep, meeting's over.
Yes, this is a meeting. You all suck. Meeting's over.
Alright, I'm gonna go get something to eat then. See ya. Alright, I'm gonna go
get... If we suck, it's all thanks to your leadership.
Beer!
Were you actually serious? That was... There's no...
No. That wasn't the meeting. Although, I would like to say, if you have any French members in any of your corps, they need to be shot repeatedly.
Oh, geez, thanks.
And I will explain why in just a second.
But, see, I
am... Because they didn't tell you about the holiday?
Exactly.
See, although I am French, I am not in Europe. I'm in Quebec, in Canada. It's not the same thing. You can't blame me for that.
Quebec? You poor bastard.
Why am I a poor bastard?
Canada.
I've never had anything but abuse from Quebec was.
Oh,
Canada, I think, like first Canada.
Oh, you met the bad ones.
I'll tell you.
I think I like this or this alliance. At least they all have a sense of humor.
Fuck off.
Yeah, I kind of like everyone here.
There's a Russia for you. I'll give you a great.
I like everyone here apart from Snake, who's a complete bastard.
Yeah, that works.
How much did... How many times did Snake suck you out to say that one?
Please.
You like this one, guys, right? I'm in a Bantam and a new character that I'm trying to train up, and I've just been warped to a mission to help a distress vehicle, a distress ship here, right? And then it comes up that Concord have already beat me, but thanks for the effort and completes the mission. Nice, easy mission. Great. And I'm looking at the wrecks. There's a Revelation wreck, 4 battleships, and a Nag, all sat there, blown up. And I'm like, you sent me out there in a Bantam. Cheers.
They had high hopes.
That's easy people.
They had high hopes.
Not like they could attract you, but...
Okay, well... Bantams. Yes, we'll get this going. Firstly, don't feel bad about last night. We killed a lot of them, and to be fair, it's anyone who's French in this alliance's fault. We were under the assumption that the French wouldn't be awake at 4:30 in the morning, because they'd have to go to work today. Unfortunately, today was a holiday.
Yeah, Snake, I actually mentioned that on Fleet and TeamSpeak to at least Ivan and some other guys.
Damn, Ivan. So, yeah, that's why the French are about, which was a small problem. Plus we had the problem that Scorched kept coming back in new ships. There was one guy that come back 5 times and died. So, it's a bit unfortunate what's happened. Obviously, we can't be fighting with TCF in there at the moment. Just purely on the fact we can't deal with the amount of capitals. You know, we could probably match numbers, but when it gets into a cap situation, there is nothing we can do. So, instead, we are going to continue to try to take Wicked Creek, but we're going to do a different method. So we're going to be constantly in their face, in their space, hitting random towers here, there and everywhere. We're also going to try and take some high-end moons around the area. There's some moons we can hit and attack. And basically, once TCF go, we will go back in and try and take the space. During that time, between now and then, we will literally just be breaking down Scorched Earth, just going there, you know, roaming, killing their miners, literally making them so their Care Bears can do nothing. If Care Bears can do nothing, they'll just leave and probably go join some pet alliance in the north where they can do their stuff. Also hitting little mining towers in the middle of nowhere. Just provoking fights, basically. That's what we're going to do. Unless we come up with a much better idea. We're also... obviously this has freed us up. There's quite a bit of fighting going on around us that we can certainly jump in, get some nice kills on. We'll be doing that as well. Red Alliance certainly need a bit of a punch from the annoyance they gave us when we first started out and we're living in HA Dock. A lot of you I know weren't around, but I'm sure a lot of the F-Off guys would agree that Red Alliance need a bit of a punch. What we will be doing.
check two, Doug. He's sitting at our post. Oh my god, somebody shoot him, please.
Yeah, it's two ducky in an air as you, being all arrogant.
Yeah, they're just anchoring a large, mobile large, just water disruption battery at our post. Outside the post.
Oh. He's sitting
Let's do the meeting, eh? We gotta get this over with.
Yep. Okay, basically, anyone with dreads and stuff, they can leave in the system, please do, because if we ever decide to go in and take the jammer down, we will. Other than that, if you need your capitals, jump them back to, jump them back to CBY. We're going to base everything out of CBY, continue to base from there. It's a nice little system we can lock down. Take a bit of a break, also tell your members to get some more money in their pockets. I know that we lost a fair bit of ISK doing this, which was to be expected, but do get a bit of money back in your pockets. Obviously we're going to start doing roaming gangs again in a couple of, well, probably a couple of days now, just to get everyone resettled. Why am I echoing back? Who's echoing? Thanks, Lou. So basically, you know, we're not surrendering, we're not giving up, we are still wanting to take Wicked Creek. Understandably, we cannot fight the French unless we have someone who wants to come help us do it. Currently there's no one coming up that says, hey, we'll give you a hand, which is annoying, but TCF will not hang around forever, and they're going to get so annoyed having to keep coming back and defending Scorched Earth that eventually they'll give up. I mean, they can, you know, if in a week's time they're gone, then we could attack in a week later. And what they're going to do, come back, defend Scorched, go away again? Cost an absolute fortune to keep moving dreads halfway across Eve, and I don't care how much money they have, it's very annoying, and that is the new kind of thing we're going to do, just be annoying.
One thing I want to say about the French, I've been playing MMOs with my friends for years, and they don't speak English, so we're always playing on Euro servers and everything. One thing about the French, they are very easy to demoralize. If we can hit their ships and just make them lose shit time after time after time, they basically implode and collapse upon themselves. This is why everything French that me and my friends ever participated in failed and never went anywhere. Always the same reason. Somebody's always bitching and whining because they're getting killed and losing shit.
TCF doesn't fall apart like that, and they haven't yet, and they've been around for a while.
Yeah, TCF been killed so many times. You know, they've been kicked out of so many areas, and they come back. They're one of these alliances that is actually going to take bombing the whole of France to sort of kill them. I wouldn't suggest doing that.
The only thing we're sustained at the moment is losing towers over and over in 4-E, but I don't think we should leave it. I think we should take down the jammer, just do raids into 4-E and reinforce towers and leave again. Don't leave anything behind for TCF to hit out of our prime time. And just keep hitting it, just keep hitting it, just keep doing it. And even if we don't kill their towers, just keep reinforcing them and keep hitting the jammer over and over and over, and eventually we will break them.
We just need to ninja in. We can start picking on side systems where they've got little jump bridges up that they rely on. The single towers. We've got
just
small towers.
Leave our towers in harm's way, and then we can just do this forever until they leave.
Yeah, so pretty much we just keep ninjaing in, we annoy them, we kill all their miners and everything like that. I mean, we can base out of NPC stations, not too much of a problem. We can make money here, not really a problem. And we've got some, you know, we can pretty much go anywhere for PvP. Curse is a really nice way to go.
I don't think we can't all fight a base out of CBY. It can be our headquarters, but I think we should spread out to a few neighbouring NPC systems.
Well, if corps want to base out different systems around Curse, there wouldn't be a problem with that. Just obviously the Alliance will always go from CBY. Someone's just asking me a question at the bottom of TS about getting conventional ships out. Currently all the gates are bubbled, so I wouldn't Leroy them into the gate. There's a possibility we might be able to Titan Bridge some out, assuming they don't bubble any of our posses. I mean, if we can get somewhere where the Titan can go, we can probably bridge people out, or if it's stupidly quiet. For now, I'd just bounce around the system, or if you can, fit a cloak and cloak. They won't keep the bubbles up permanently. 4-E is their main system, and we'll try and break everyone out on the weekend. If we can form a nice big gang, we'll go in there and take the bubbles down and break people out.
The 7-4 Estopause still has like a day and 9 hours in reinforce, so it can still a safe place to be until it's out of reinforce.
Yeah, what we'll do also is if any POS are coming out in nice time zones, we might ninja in and just try and kill as many of them, killing the POS as possible. But guys, don't, you know, we did beat Scorched Earth. They had to bring in others to save them. Yeah, okay, they're dancing now, they've blown up all their POS. Well, congrats, but they really didn't do much.
Scorched didn't do anything. It was all TCO.
So, in summary, you're basically saying we should go back to being normal Curse residents.
Well, as such, yes. Bit silly basing him down.
Hey, I'm for one, all for that. Hit him in one section, take out a couple mining towers, go across the system, take out another couple mining towers, hit every one of their effing ratters, and eventually it's going to piss off a lot of their little care bears, and TCF is going to get sick and tired of hearing their calls for help.
Yeah, in short, we are going to be real pains in the ass. We're going to hit little towers, we'll ninja in, bridge in front of battleships, reinforce the boss, bridge out. You know, give them no time to react.
Correct me if I'm wrong on this, but if we reinforce a tower at a high-end moon and it's set to restrong for 2 days and 11 hours or whatever it is, the max strong, they don't get any moon minerals, do they?
Correct. They can't put it. It doesn't do shit. So we need to keep hitting and hitting and hitting. This isn't a pull-out and become regular residents of Curse. That's an oversimplification. We're simply saying that taking sovereignty with towers against the force of TCF is not going to work for us. Not because we can't do it, because the problem is we cannot sustain it for as long as they can, and we would be stupid spending every ISK we have to try and fight against an alliance that has resources we can't hope to combat against at the moment. But what we can do is we can base out of NPC stations, because they can't touch us, and we can touch them, and we'll just keep harassing them until, as people are saying, we will break their spirit. The Care Bears will move on because they can't operate in this area, they can't mine in this area, they can't rat in this area without getting blown up constantly. And we will eventually, you know, kill them. And we will take their towers whenever we can, when they're not on, when TCF are fighting with the goons. We will hit their high ends, we will stop them making money, and we will piss them off. And eventually we will have another chance to take their space. It's a long haul thing now.
With Puppet Masters in Curse, means we can shoot them. Just watch out for the Doomsdays, they have got a Titan. Yeah, I haven't spoken with Puppet Masters, seeing what they're doing or anything, but for now, Puppet Masters are neutral. There's someone to shoot.
Have they made contact with anybody?
Yeah, I have spoken to Order.
Yeah, I've been in Doral with an alt quite a bit lately and noticed their presence, but they aren't, I mean, they'll try and get you, but they're not, like, actively pursuing us.
No, they're just here to have a bit of fun. So it's not a real problem. Anybody got any questions, just pop it at the bottom of TS, says everyone shouting at once.
It's 3-5 clear? 3-5.
Alright. Okay, anyone got any problems? And no, Louis, I haven't contracted you that Drake yet.
Hurry up.
Snake, just let you know, Venti's behind this 100%, and we'll do what we need to do, and we'll take out what we need to take out. You don't have to worry about us.
We are not cursed residents, it's where we're basing from to, you know, kill Scorched Earth and anyone in the area. You know, we're not just going to stay shooting Scorched Earth, because no doubt when we come, they're just going to cry and run away. There's a lot of space around the area we can go, you know, we can get some nice fights. I mean, if we head up into Red Alliance area, they've got people up there we can shoot. We can head over to Kraftwerk, they can be shot. We can even reach Providence in, like, I think it's 13 jumps. We can get pretty much anywhere.
there's a tactic we haven't used yet, which we have the capacity to do now, and that is to we can bridge gangs into 4-E and, you know, hit them where it hurts over and over if we want to.
4-E and 1-L with the Black Ops.
Get with the Black Ops, baby. Use your Black Ops.
Send in fleets of bombers. Think of the damage we can do with fleets of bombers. You sit around the Simo jammer, and you can decloak, fire, cloak. Decloak, fire, cloak. You can have a gang just sitting around it that the POS can't shoot because they're decloaking and recloaking too quick, and you can take the jammer out with bombers.
Or you sit around the jump bridge cloak and wait for holders.
Yep.
Yeah, I was thinking jump bridge, wait for some, you know, jump freighters coming in.
Station. Whatever, we can grief them with bombers and Black Ops.
That's exactly what we did in IRC. We'd have groups of stealth bombers just sit off the jump bridges and wait for people to use them. Especially when their gabbers start getting frustrated, they're going to want to move their stuff. You sit there in a stealth bomber, someone jumps through, you volley, warp, or cloak back up, and that's it.
It's better now, though, because the bombers can warp cloaked. And exactly. We can Sino, Covert Ops Sino, and Black Ops bridge in to Sino Jam systems where the carriers hide.
Break, Hexer, you need to log, dude. You're outside the shield.
I logged off. I saw it hit the fucking shield hardeners.
Okay, it was pondered that TCF would come. However, we decided that if they came, it wasn't really a problem because we could bring all the towers out on the early hours of the morning. However, not really knowing about the bank holiday, which was today in France, they were able to stay up late.
Wait, what if they just done it on Saturday, mate? They would have done an alarm clock op. Holiday or not, they just would have moved by one day.
True.
Okay, but isn't this a holiday worldwide today?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
UK is Monday.
Canada is another week and a week from Monday.
Damn, South Africa's today.
I think we'll probably get some people back in Camping Doll, make it the most dangerous system in EVE again.
Go ahead.
Can I have a sign and see why as soon as I log in, I'm Xer? So I could just jump out before I get caught.
I'm organising a fleet for caps in 4-E to get out to CPY now, so if you've got a cap in there, make sure it's safe to log on, get in gang, and Xer, if you just hang on when we're all ready, we can do it en masse.
There's a Viator in system, and it's flying around the pulses to totally bubble them using Tech 2 large water disruption bubbles. And there's no way that if the pulse is completely bubbled that you can jump out with the capital, so you should do it now.
Yeah, we need to get this done right now, rather than in a few minutes.
Anyone can a poker in 4-E, if you could go round to the poses where people might be logged off and check out which ones are safe. Sorry, Kevin.
716 is being shot up at this moment, so I wouldn't warp there.
Just a suggestion, for those that have carriers with some maintenance bay, space free, for those who have battleships that don't mind potting themselves back, if we could store our battleships in the carriers, have them jump into CVY.
That's what I was just about to ask. Can we set up a channel, maybe, or a gang, just for that kind of bit, just so we can get everyone else's battleships out? So there's a lot of people don't mind podding themselves back, obviously.
That shouldn't be a problem. For anyone who is stuck in a pass that's bubbled, or happens to be a pass that now doesn't exist, what you need to do is do the log-in, log-out trick. What you do is you log in. The second you see your ship, you log out. And basically you wait about 10-15 minutes, and then when you log back in, you should be about just under 1 AU away. You can do that multiple times to get really far away if you want, but generally speaking, you should be okay.
And you really don't have to wait. It's pretty instant.
Yeah, usually
if you're in a bubble. If you're landing in a bubble, you have to wait the 15 minutes, or when you come back on, you'll actually have aggression, and then you can be scanned the next time you log out.
Okay, yeah. My question is, what are we going to do for those people that are going to probably be logging in about 3 hours?
We'll have sonars for them to jump out to as well.
Yep, we'll have sonars.
Well, sonar can be arranged right now.
Yeah, we're just building up a fleet at the moment. We've got about, we've only got about 12 people in it.
Sorry, that was a little late. So there is no Titan that can bridge us all out of there?
Hurley's in there, which could possibly bridge you out, but the problem is, obviously, a lot of the pots are bubbled.
I mean,
not 7-4.
The one he was in when he logged up, when he logged, was clear.
He logged in a safe spot.
Yeah,
none of the Titans logged in posses.
No, so it should be fine later on. You're right, we possibly can get a Titan in order to do it.
Okay,
right,
well,
now, though, since we've got an opportunity, if people could get into fleet in caps and warp to Scrag, we're at a pause that isn't bubbled or anything yet, and we will jump out to a Sino as soon as possible.
In ship losses that are really needless.
Yeah, I mean, anything you can help get out, much appreciated. As for Detroit, basically, we'll be discussing with the leadership as to where we're going to go and everything like that, but for now the plan is basically just to be assholes and harass Scorched. You know, they might have got us, you know, they might have killed our past, but they haven't got us out of their space. You know, they're thinking we're defeated, we're going to fail Cascade. We're not. We're perfectly fine. We've actually got a couple more corps joining us, so we'll just continue fighting them. We just now don't have to worry about posses, pos timers, stront, or anchoring lots of modules repeatedly for 6 hours.
Yep, we can basically continue doing what we're doing. We can still come in here and harass them. We could come in with our remote repping battleship fleet like we did on day one, take out some bubbles, fly in, hit them, hurt them, and leave again.
Exactly.
It'll be more fun, people, trust me, and we will have a lot more fun doing it, and we will be a lot more effective, and we've got nothing to lose. You know, we tried it, we came very close, but for a French holiday, a couple of bad decisions, and just the fact that TCF obviously are tiny in comparison, but we will win this fight.
To be honest,
nothing
we made
ventured,
them shit
nothing
themselves.
Gained.
To be honest, we made them shit themselves, which is the funniest part, because nobody thought they'd be able to bust it that quickly.
Well, we would have broken it if it wasn't for TCF. We'd have broken, we completely broke that system without any problem whatsoever.
We'll do it again.
We can do it again. Exactly. I mean, we're still ahead isk-wise against them, so, you know, we certainly caused them a lot of pain. So, okay, we did well.
Is it possible TCF to come and help them? Because, I mean, there's not much in it for TCF to keep Scorched around if they're weaker than us.
Well, the reason big alliances always keep weaker people around is because then alliances like Scorched won't one day turn around and shoot TCF. That's the reason you have really crap alliances, that's why they do it. If you look at the North, Magister Empire, Wildly Inappropriate, completely shit alliances. But they, you know, people like MM and Razor leave them around because they're never going to become bigger or powerful than them.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Look at Stain. I mean, Jesus.